Hello and welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people about all the things you need to know in the world of innovation, business design, tech, and culture. I'm Fazlan Esau, and today we're joined by two new expert leaders to join the Label Sessions roster, as well as Josh Nixon from the Label Sessions team. Welcome, everyone.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing?
Hello.
Great, thank you. Great to be here. Thank you.
Awesome. So hello and welcome to Brian White. Brian is best known for building a global supply chain for a native botanical that previously had zero commercial infrastructure. Beyond his own company, Brian serves as a venture builder and advisor to dozens of early stage founders through builders and backers. So welcome, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Also a big welcome to Greg McCallum. Greg is best known as the No BS Advisor. He brings brutal clarity to messy commercial questions, whether it's fixing revenue plateaus, resetting go-to-market strategy, or turning a founder-led sales hustle into a functioning organization.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
The next topic is also somewhat to do with groups that have sprung up for a purpose. So layoffs are hitting all kinds of industries right now, all over the world. We're just, every day it's new layoffs on LinkedIn or in business sections. Laid-off workers are responding in new ways in 2025 by creating sort of invite-only groups. So forming to help each other to get over the shock, but also plan for the future. So these whisper groups are springing up all over social media. How should we respond if we have been laid off, but also as a brand that then has to make these cutbacks? How can you do it in a way that means ex-workers feel more like alumni and less like sworn enemies? Brian, as someone who's kind of built a product and a business, what is your take on the sort of layoff culture and also what our reaction should be to that?
I mean, I think that, layoffs aren't new, but this is a new way of responding to them, which I think is really positive. It's like mutual aid. And I've had to lay people off. I think most of us have. It doesn't feel good, but I've also learned that people don't tend to remember what you did. They remember how you made them feel, both while they were working there and on the way out. So I like how you use the term alumni. It feels like less of a casualty, like their work mattered and it was part of the value. And I think that they can carry that equity in the form of the knowledge and the network and the grit that they acquired while they were working there.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I broadly agree with that. It's great to see people come to. I'll be honest, I assumed that people would have been doing that for longer than they apparently have, which is forming these sort of communities and doing that. That's pretty much what the internet is. It's groups of people coming together over common interests and situations. And so to hear that it's only happening now is probably not true, but if it is, then it's surprising. And if they are, great, but more people should be supporting each other, helping each other find jobs. I just hope that it doesn't end up more like a tea situation where people are just, getting together and whinging, because I would say the number one thing you should do when you're in a situation when you lose a job is find another job. That's it. That should be your number one priority. Get back on the horse, take a little bit of a break if you need it, clean your head and then get back on. It's not a nice situation to be in. I've been in that situation plenty of times before. And I've been on the other side of that situation plenty of times before. It's not fun, but you need to just keep moving. So I hope it's just more of that situation of getting each other to focus on what's next, helping each other, providing each other the resources and the assistance and the mental support in order to carry on and get going, as opposed to just people all sort of sharing misery porn with each other and just making each other feel worse and worse, which unfortunately is what a lot of communities can devolve into. On the side of the businesses, I mean, yeah, like Brian said, layoffs aren't anything new. I mean, we seem to have, especially in the sort of news cycle, a very short-term memory. Layoffs happen every year. this isn't anything new. It's maybe getting headlines because of what, I don't know, it's a slow news day or something. But it's just the way the business is. Business is the survival of the fittest. I mean, if you want to understand anything about business, just read Darwin's theory of evolution. I mean, businesses rise and fall continuously. And there's always collateral damage there. And ultimately, lovely to have that that concept of treating ex-employees like alumni, that in reality, businesses don't really give a shit. If they're collapsing or in severe distress, they're just doing what they need to survive. They don't care about you, and nor should they. No one owes you anything as an employee, and no one's owed me anything as an employee, other than, you know, in exchange for the value of the work that you provide. That's just the harsh truth of it. And so if an organization can do that, fantastic. That would be great. But I mean, when you're in the middle of a distressful period of business, the last thing you're really thinking is, how can I make these people feel great about the fact that I've laid them off and me feel more included and part of alumni? You're just thinking, how can I keep the lights on so I don't have to literally close down the whole business? And I would be, you know, especially if I'm, I don't know, an investor or someone on the board, I would be really quite annoyed if the CEO of a company is focusing attention on those sort of things rather than what matters. So, but it's all in context, right? Every organization is going to have different resources and different priorities. But I think we just need to be honest about this sort of stuff. A job's a job. It's not a family. They don't owe you anything. You don't owe them anything. You get paid in exchange for the services you provide. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Move on with your life, because if they're certainly going to be moving on.
To the point.
No bullshit, right?
It's like, to all those people who are just joining the job market, it's some very inspiring words to be
Well, if you want to feel part of a community, go onto the T app.
Well, I was just about to say, I agree with both of you guys' points, obviously in the wide strokes, but going back to the whole, like, it's not ever really been a new thing, obviously, layoffs, but these groups too. And I am just, I don't necessarily have an answer to this question, but I'm just sort of curious as to why now this has sort of became a thing, and why now layoffs have been such a huge part of the current media circuit. Because I feel like I'm reading a story about it every other day. It's like, maybe it's just like, obviously it's just, they happen every year and maybe it's a slow news day, but I feel like they're sort of digging a little bit more into, you know, what else can we report on rather than just saying 10% of workforce is gone. Maybe we can find other articles what people are doing, kind of thing.
I can give you my take on that, but you probably won't like the answer. But I think it's quite simple. We have become obsessed with negative output and sort of feeding into each other's narcissism and misery. This has become something of an addiction for in recent years, and so that I think that's part of it. When, if you look at it from the negative angle, but if we look at it from the positive angle, it's also because we are seeing the power of community and the power of how we can help with each other through numbers and shared experiences. So it's kind of the duality of those two things. So it's why some people who come at it from a more negative angle are attracted to it, and why some people from a more positive angle are attracted to it. And then you get, you know, the result. And then from the news aspect of it, I mean, it's the news. I think it's also because there is a bit more of a lens on business news, more so than it ever has been, because of the political climate, the deep interest in economics and economic situations country to country. And so really the magnifying glass is on micro and macro economics, like it never has been before. So I think that's part of it. But, you know, as we know with news, the focus is always to try and find the newest thing to scare the masses, as it were. And layoffs is always that, you know, thing to indicate that there is some volatility, let's say, within an economy. But the reality is layoffs are always happening. They might be hiring at, you know, happening at slightly larger capacities than they had been in the last couple of years, maybe. But I'm not seeing that trend personally. I'm sure the data probably doesn't bear that out.
I do think there's a bit of a moment happening, especially here in the U.S., where for the first time in a very long time, there are quite a lot of public sector workers being affected by layoffs, which is definitely a little bit of a different scenario than what we're used to. I also think that it's affecting tech pretty heavily right now, which is also maybe a bit unusual. I mean, I come from the CPG space, and being laid off is not anything new for us. We're totally used to it. And I agree with Greg, you just move on with your life and find something else. But for a lot of different sectors, it is something new and scary.
I think one thing we haven't mentioned as well is AI is definitely a contributing factor here. I mean, a lot of the roles that we are seeing layoffs happening, not all, but a lot of them are more junior roles where, you know, or roles where, to be frank, they just don't need to exist. And there is a parallel between that and the public sector, which is there are a lot of roles in the public sector that just shouldn't exist. You know, in both the US and the UK, we've got incredibly bloated public budgets. And some of the roles are just absolutely nonsensical. And I think that AI has maybe offered some clarity to organizations, both public and private alike, to just say, no need to be so bloated, start being a bit more efficient. So, and then on top of that, you add you know, economic and political situations like the ones we find ourselves in now, and it just magnifies the importance of of taking action there as well. So, I think that is an important thing to bear in mind too, and how that has an effect on all of this.